Thanks for joining us on the listener-supported service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois, AM 580. It's time now for our opening commodity market report. And with that summary, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time in Kansas City. March wheat open at 9:03, down 6.5 on the open. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 8:60, down 3.75 on the open. March 8:82, down 3. May 8:81, down 5.5. July 7:67, down 4.75 on the open. December corn opened at 3.92, down 2 on the open. March 4:08.75, down 2.5. May 4:19.5. Down 2.75. July, 4:28, down 2.25. September, 4:31.25, down 1.5. December, 4:33.75, down 2. And March at 4:39, down 3 on the open. January soybeans open at 10.95, down 4.5 on the open. March, 11:13, down 4.5. May, 11:21, down 6.75. July, 11:25.5, down 6.25. August, 11:06, down 5.5. November, 10:35.5, down 3.25. And January of 2009, 10:40, down 1 on the open. December soybean meal opened at 300 even, down 60 on the open. January, 302, down 140. December soybean oil opened at 44.95, down 30 on the open. January, 45.40, down 30. Then livestock. December live cattle open at 93.80, up 7.5 on the open. February, 96.05, up 10. January feeders open at 106.30, up 5 on the open. March, 107.50, up 25. December lean hogs open at 55.05, down 32.5 on the open. February, 60.95, down 15. And February pork bellies open at 89.50, down 67.5 on the open.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Bastifer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Grain Field Marketing in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Thank you for filling in for Dan Zwicker, who's out on the road somewhere this morning. Let's go ahead and begin with a general question, something I've been asking pretty much all the analysts this week and trying to get a sense for where they all, where you all are as a group, and that is, before we put seeds in the ground in next spring, will we see in futures contracts either $11 soybeans or $5 corn in harvest months next year?
Well, that's a good question. There's a lot of optimism out there, and when you look at the demand for corn and beans, it's still remarkably strong. When you look at your input costs for next year, it seems like you need $5 corn and $11 beans to make it cash flow. But even at current levels, cash flows are fairly good. Our best bet is that beans probably has got the best potential here over this winter, looking at maybe some concerns in the southern hemisphere, also strong world bean demand, and mainly the uncertainty of bean acres into next year. If we don't have the market buy the so-called bean acres, then beans could easily go $11, if not higher, Dave.
I guess another way to ask that question is to look at the corn-soybean spread for Nove beans and D's corn for next year and just ask, is it where it needs to be to garner the needed soybean acres?
Well, the beans need to gain on the corn over time in here, how much we're going to see that develop here this winter. But definitely if beans run to $11, Novo 8 is just going to pull corn up into this 470, 475 area. You know, that sounds awful optimistic. You know, we're looking at some record prices for producers. If you turn back the clock a year ago, 99% of you listening today said you'd give anything to get to this price level to sell it. And, you know, and here we are. So it's a sort of a whole new era for say that we're looking at through here. But as we move higher, our risk is to the downside, because when you visit with producers across the Midwest, they're doing a good job of pushing a pencil and seeing where they're at and sort of projecting what the future might unfold. But if the market would go down, that would destroy a lot of these cash flow sheets at these current price levels.
So would you want hedgers to be in the corn at somewhere between, what, 10 and 20% by now?
Conservatively, 10 to 20% is feasible at these price levels. We favor some scale-up selling. We like to do a combination of marketing. We feel like you do a little cash forward. We feel you can do a little hedge derive. We feel you can do some paper transactions where you can lock in a floor and still leave your downside open, and that's probably the most feasible with uncertainty as we go into this 2008 production year.
What makes the most sense from an option standpoint of locking the downside in at the moment?
Well, there's fairly few different strategies you can look at. We're doing on a spread type of program ourselves. Outright buying a put or a call is quite expensive right now when you go out to the 08, so you got to be creative and come up with some ideas to get your foot in the door without having to take out a small mortgage.
Let's turn your attention to the outside markets for a little bit, because they have had such a strong influence on grain commodity trading. And let's begin with the U.S. dollar. And let me just flat out ask you, are we putting in a head and shoulders bottom in this market?
Well, technically speaking, you can sort of look at a head and shoulders bottom there. We've definitely broke the downtrend line here. The longer the market can hold together here, we're going to start challenging some longer-term moving averages. So technically speaking, you should be long the U.S. dollar and short the other foreign currencies with the idea that the dollar is going to strengthen here as we move into the winter. What would violate the uptrend in the U.S. dollar, which would signal that maybe the dollar needs to be weaker, would be a move below the lows we made here 2 weeks ago around the 74-cent area.
Does a move next week by the Fed of a quarter point reduction in the prime lead to a new all-time low in the dollar, or have we rallied far enough that it won't?
Well, I don't know if a quarter point's going to matter a whole lot at this point in time. You got to see a series of moves here to get the trade excited about moving the dollar further.
We're going to see crude oil top $100 this year?
Well, it's going to be kind of tough to do here this year. Technically, we've turned the momentum down here on the energies. We're sort of moving contra-seasonal on this energy sector at the present time. We feel if we're going to move higher, it's going to be later on as we go into next spring.
What does a counter-seasonal move tell you?
Well, you know, you've got these moves that, you know, it's got some past history to them. You just got to be a contrarian and look at the opposite here for a while. Seasonally, these trends happen year after year after year. But with the outside influence coming into the marketplace, it sort of distorted those. And so if it's going to be contrary, and hopefully stay contrary, and you can trade off that strategy.
Is the wheat market going to hold together? I see these estimates in the wheat market that index funds may have to sell as many as 70,000 contracts between now and, say, the end of February.
Well, index funds don't have to do anything. They're going to do what they want to do. You know, the only thing they have to do is when you get close to the delivery month, they need to roll them unless they want to take actual physical delivery. And that's going to happen down the road. They're not doing that just yet, but that will happen. And but the continue to roll. They'll continue to support their position, whether they're following some type of fundamental trading strategy or some type of technical trading strategy. These funds have prospectuses and trading disclosure documents they've put out. They've got to stick to their plan.
Thank you much, Kurt.
Very good.
Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing in Normal, Illinois. Current tick, the summer wheat at Chicago at 860 down 3 3/4. July 778 up 6 1/4. December corn 394 unchanged. December 2008 436 up 1/4. January beans 1096.5 down 3. November next harvest month 1036.5 down 2 1/4. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. The time now is 10 o'clock Central Time.